But first, it's been more than 3 years since the Steinhoff share price collapsed. We first heard about widespread financial irregularities in the company. Now, former CEO Marcus Juster might be facing criminal charges. Not yet in South Africa, though. German magazine, Manager magazine, is reporting that the public prosecutor's office in the city of Oldenburg in Germany has completed a 6-year criminal investigation into balance sheet manipulation. So the German prosecutors were investigating Steinhoff, some of their senior managers. So we could be seeing a prosecution announcement there. But what about the South African investigation into Steinhoff? The Minister of Justice, Ronald Lamola, was in Parliament yesterday defending the SA law enforcement agency's slow pace of action. He says that that it's not moving at a snail's pace, but it is happening. So let's speak now to Sipho Ngwema, who is the NPA spokesperson. Sipho, welcome to the show today. We've got these developments happening in Germany. Are the South African officials involved in that? Is there cooperation happening, or is our investigation separate and continuing?
Good day, Mandy. Deepest condolences, of course, to Karima's family and friends. I think, let me start by saying that you, in your report, you've said the Germans took over 6 years in terms of investigating this matter. We are continuing with the investigation. You know that with us bringing PricewaterhouseCoopers as forensic investigators, that has given us a huge advantage in terms of moving the case forward. So indeed, the case is continuing. There's progress that has been made. Of course, as you know, it's a commercial case, so it is complicated. It is going to take time, but we are moving in terms of that investigation. Mm-hmm.
So Sipho, I actually have great sympathy for you, and I'll be criticized for this, because I know that this is a massively complex case. It's so layered and it's so difficult, which is why you've had to bring PricewaterhouseCoopers in on this. But an interesting article from Rob Rose in the Financial Mail about how Steinhoff has agreed to give investigators from the Hawks and the NPA 30 million rand to finance that investigation into Steinhoff. So the company that is being investigated is now funding the investigation. Is this not a conflict of interest?
We have tried to explain that, of course, you must remember, many people that are said to be implicated in the report who were around at the time are no longer with the company. The company itself now is a complainant in the case. They brought us the report to lay the basis for the investigation. So once we are uncomfortable or anything points to the company itself that they can be suspects in the matter, of course, the latitude will change. But also, I think with PricewaterhouseCoopers, as you know, that they were their auditors, we have an agreement, a confidentiality agreement with Chinese Walls, in terms of how they are going to deal with the investigation versus their proximity to PricewaterhouseCoopers, to Steinhoff. But I think we need to appreciate the fact that for now, we seem to have the same interests as though in charge of Steinhoff to get to the bottom of the matter and to make sure that those who are liable for any criminal conduct in the matter are prosecuted. So for now, our interests are aligned.
So Sipho, we know that there's a huge issue with funding, and this is something that Shamila Botoy has often spoken about, how you need more funding if you're going to go after these very complex commercial fraud crimes. Is this one of the reasons that it's taking so long, and as you say, and you aren't winning the fight against corruption? It's because you need money.
Of course, you need money, you need capacity, and you must remember we eroded a lot of good people over the past 10 years or so. And we need to bring those people back. And unfortunately, some of them, as you know, the Zondo Commission is still going on, and we are looking at that, at those expertise there. We hope very many of them will come and join law enforcement. But also, we need to compete with private sector in terms of bringing the skills and helping us build the capacity. So, however, we are not waiting for that. Work continues, as I said, that we bring expertise, as in the relationship that we have with PricewaterhouseCoopers on this matter. So that continues, notwithstanding the fact that indeed we were paralyzed, indeed we have those capacity issues, but with the many soldiers that we have, even though we need more, there's some work that we're able to do, and this is why we're able to make some progress. with regards to this kind of complex investigation. It is complex, as you know, that more than five countries or about five countries are affected. It is complex. There's huge documentation. There's a lot of work that Pricewaterhouse has done over the past 2 years or so that they have brought to us. So we are proceeding, but indeed it's not easy. But we are trying to make sure that by the time we are done, we have left no stone unturned.
Well, keep going, Sipho. That's Sipho Ngwema, the NPA spokesperson, speaking to us there about the Steinhoff investigation. We know there's been huge capacity that has left the NPA, the police, to go to the private sector. So that's private sector capacity now getting involved. But Steinhoff is paying the money to fund this. So what are your thoughts on that? Send me a WhatsApp voice note or SMS me or tweet me at Mandy Wiener. I'd love to hear what you think about that. The NPA needs more funding. It needs more money if they are going to unravel this complicated spaghetti of commercial crime fraud.